Gittin per Gimel Mishnah, Gimel 3-3. The first part of our Mishnah is going to discuss the topic of a get, which was lost and then subsequently found. And the concern of our Mishnah is that since a get has to be written lishma, maybe the get that was found, although it has the exact same name as the husband and the wife, is from a different couple with the same name. And therefore the Mishnah says, Hamevi get va'avad himenu, if a person is acting as a shaliach, bringing the get, and then he loses it, umatso la'alter, but then he finds it la'alter, I'll translate that as immediately, so then kasher, then it's okay. Vim lav, puzzle. But if he doesn't find it la'alter, so then if he does find the get later on, the get is considered puzzle. Now, before we jump to any conclusions, by the end of the Mishnah, we're going to see this is a very limited case. But for starters here, we're saying la'alter means that really that there is no possibility of another person introducing a different get into the picture here, which means, you know, it doesn't mean necessarily, you know, so many seconds after he sat down. It means he sat down at the bus stop, and then before anyone else came to sit down next to him, he found it again, even if that's, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 minutes later. In contrast, if there's lots of people, you know, passing through, and the gittin could have gotten mixed up, so then, you know, even moments later, if there are other people moving through the bus station, then you have to be concerned that maybe one of them dropped a get with the exact same name. Now, that's step one, but now we're going to limit it further. We're going to say if one way or another he knows this is the same get, so then we have no reason to be concerned. So the Mishnah here says, Matzao b'chafisa obdaluskama, if he finds it in the container in which it had been. So that means this chafisa is a kind of container, and the luskama is a different kind of container that old people use, whatever. You know, if he finds it in his briefcase or in his attaché case, whatever it is, and he knows that's where he put it, so then even though it's been days, weeks, months later, it doesn't matter, since it's where he put it, and he knows what the, you know, where he put it, so then it's not considered lost, and he can use that get again. Imakiro, or alternatively, the way the bartender learns this is that this is a separate case altogether. It's not that he recognizes simanim, signs of the briefcase, it's that it's not a briefcase, but that when he finds a get, he recognizes this is the same get because it has a very distinct, unique feature to it. Some kind of simon that he knows, you know, I remember that it had a little dot next to the lamed, and I see it has a little dot next to the lamed or a hole or so, and that kind of thing where the particular letter is. A very definitive, specific mark that makes it unique. So he recognizes this for sure, the same one. So then, kasher. Then in all the scenarios, the get is kasher when he finds it because he has reason to believe, every reason to believe, that it's the same get that he was bringing, and no one else introduced a get that was similar into the picture here. Okay, now, the next part of the Mishnah is like a new topic here. We're going now into the topic of chazaka, of when we have to make a decision under uncertainty, called the suffix, we don't know what to do, so then the first recourse is to the property called chazaka, which means we assume the status quo, whatever the legal situation was when we last knew about it. That's our first port of call in terms of considering how to rule this case. So here, the question is, Hamevi get, when a shliach is bringing a get, v'hinichu zaken, when he left the husband to go in search of the wife to deliver the get, the husband was already an old man. Ochola, or he was sick. So then, nosno la b'cheska shukayam, the shliach is permitted to deliver the get, no problem. And when the woman receives the get, she can assume safely that her husband is still alive. That's the basic, not just the generic assumption of the chazaka persisting, but what's called the chezkas chaim. People just don't die. People do die, of course, but the point is the assumption is that most people don't just die. And therefore, even if he was old or sick, it doesn't matter. She can safely assume he wasn't dead when she received the get. And therefore, she's considered to be a divorcee as opposed to, let's say, like a widow. Now, while that's true, says the Mishnah further, we're going to give some ramifications here. So, for example, Bas Yisrael Nesu La Kohen. Let's say, for example, you have a woman who her father's not a Kohen, but her husband was a Kohen. So, by virtue of her being married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma as long as they're married. When they get divorced, then she can't anymore eat Truma. So the case here is, V'halach Baal Medina Sayam, and their husband went away, leaving her alone. He's overseas. So as long as he's alive, she can eat truma, but she doesn't know, maybe he died. So says the Mishnah, Ocheles betruma bechezkas shukayam. She's allowed to continue to eat truma indefinitely, even for the next, you know, however long she's still alive, because she can assume that her husband hasn't died. Similarly, hashalech chatasom medina sayam, if someone sends over his chatas, let's call this a chatas a'of, a bird chatas that he sends. So then when the bezin receives this bird chatas, makrivanosa, they offer it as an offering, b'cheska shukayam, they can safely assume, they're allowed to assume, halachli allowed to presume that he is still alive. Of course, he could have died, and if the bailim, the owner of a korban chatas, dies, we do not offer it, but they should assume and can assume that it's alive. He's alive, I should say, and therefore they can offer this. There is a bit of a technical problem here, just so you should know. A normal chatas, a regular animal chatas brought for like as one does, you know, an aver that has the penalty of karas on Beshogeg. So the requirement is the one must do smicha, lean his hands on top of the animal with those weights immediately before they do the shechita of the animal. And obviously a person can send the chatas then from afar because he won't be able to be present to do his smicha. So therefore it has to be a case either A, of a bird, the chatas of a bird offering which doesn't have smicha, or B, it could be a woman who's sending this because a woman doesn't need to be present doing smicha right then necessarily. So therefore it could be a woman who's sending this chatas. Now the halacha basically follows this Mishnah as is presented, just with a couple of interesting nuances. One of them is that if a person is not just old or sick, but a goses, that means like in the throes of death, so he's really on the way out, and it's just a matter of time now, they see him fading, whatever the story is, so then, since, you know, he's like mortally wounded or the equivalent, we assume such a person is going to die, and therefore, if he sends the get shouldn't be delivered, because we're afraid that indeed he died, and if she receives it, it's like a suffix, because unlike a regular older person or sick person, that doesn't just die, a ghost, as someone who's on their death throes does die. The other issue is, the Gemara asks, interestingly, that a person who reaches the age referred to as gvuros in the Pasuk in Tehillim, that it says a person's life is 70 years, and if he's, you know, fortunate and strong, 80. So the assumption is that once someone passes 80, says the Shulchan Aruch, like he is more like has the status of like a ghost, he's like on the way out. Notwithstanding, so therefore we'd be strict from 80 on, says Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if we'll be lamaisa bisman is that. What's really interesting is that once a person hits 100, so then the pendulum swings the other way, and we see this person has an extraordinarily long life. And once we've ascertained that, when he passed 100, sort of all bets are off, and therefore from 100 and onwards, everyone agrees that he's back to having the chazaka of being alive until we know otherwise.